did you see the moon over the weekend? It was a blood moon, so-called. But what's this about a super moon as well? We always consult David from Astronomy Ireland, Mr. David Moore. David, how's your form today?
Very well, thank you. I had a lovely view of the orange, not blue, moon last night.
Yeah, it was a blood moon, wasn't it, so-called? No?
Yeah, we think that it's caused by the dust and smoke from the forest fires in North America. Filtering out the blue light and leaving just the red or orange colour I saw last night. But I believe that's due to clear out of the atmosphere with all the rain.
Right.
And then we'll have clear skies again for tonight.
So the red or blood moon is you get the dust on the car and all of that stuff, David. We've often heard that. So super mooning, and tonight and tomorrow night, it's gloomy up here for today, David. But give us a shortcut to the best view this evening.
Well, we have all night to see it from sunset till sunrise. The moon is full, so it's directly opposite the sun in the sky. The moment the sun sets, around 9 o'clock, just after nine, the moon will rise in the opposite side of the sky and stay up till sunrise. So we're looking at 9 p.m. on till dawn, around 6 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully you'll get a clear sky then. And what you'll see, especially when the moon is rising, is a supermoon that's also a blue moon. But it's not blue moon in terms of its colour. It's blue moon in terms of its rarity.
In that
it's the third full moon in one season. Normally there's only three full moons in a season, being the summer, but this time it's going to be four of them, and the third one is called the blue moon because it's quite a rare occurrence, every 2 or 3 years or so.
And it's the size of it, David, isn't that right?
Say again, sorry, Mark.
It's the size of it that's notable.
Yes, it's also a super moon, and a super moon is the fact that the moon's orbit is elliptical, so sometimes it can be 15% closer to us than at other times, and when that coincides closest with a full moon, the moon will be about 30% brighter, and we call that a supermoon. Now, whether you actually notice it in the sky or not, but it is technically brighter, but it's an interesting quirk, and it's total coincidence that we have a supermoon happening on the same night as a blue moon. So this will happen again, this type of blue moon anyway, until 2032, and there's another type of blue moon, the second full moon in the same calendar month, and that won't coincide with a supermoon until 2037.
Gotcha. Some of us will look out the window. Some of us will just look for the binoculars. Give us a wee quickie. The step after that, what do you call the one when the rings around it? David, have I told you this 1,000 times? Before I leave this mortal coil, I want to see was it Neptune? Saturn's rings? Saturn?
Saturn.
If you were spending basic money on a basic gadget to see stuff better, what would you spend it on? Without commercial preference, of course, being the BBC, but what would be your A route for the informed beginner?
Well, I'll cheat by saying our big annual star party, Starbecue, at the end of this month, where there are giant telescopes worth thousands that you'll see the rings of Saturn. In fact, they're tilted almost edge onto us this year. And they won't be like this again till 2039.
Gosh.
Details of that are on astronomy.ie. To answer your real question, were you going to buy one? Well, I won't give a brand, but you go on telescopes by their diameter. The wider the lens or mirror is, the more detail and brighter the image will be. So don't go by magnification. In fact, if you ever see a telescope box advertising itself on the basis of its magnification, you know not to touch it with a barge pole. The real optical engineers and manufacturers of these things know that magnification can be changed. It's not important. Diameter and quality are important.
Okay.
If people want more advice, they can always contact Astronomy Ireland, again, through astronomy.ie. And if they see any online they're interested in, send us the links and we'll give you an evaluation of what we think of them. Because we want people to get the right telescope to see the right detail.
Okay. Well, listen, interesting to see tonight, maybe, if we get the chance. David, thank you for that. David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. They do great stuff online.